You know what I mean? It's not even here. I have to
read sports.com.
What broke him down? Was it
the body punching? I was hitting with body punching. I heard him actually was crying in there.
You're saying your big was crying when you hit him? Yes. When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
Watchwords.com.
So that you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely, but I knew you were cuffing, you were taking those punches.
DPLC Productions.
Yes, what is up, TV family? Sorry for the late start. But Dylan White, Lucas Brown has already started round one. I'm at around a minute 20 seconds into the left in the first round. No, Ness is a little bit ahead of me, most likely, as he is setting up the overlay and such, as we're running a little bit late here. But right now, both guys are just measuring with their jab. Both guys trying to get that pace, that distance down, trying to get the timing down, that first round feel out. Lucas Brown, though, is just significantly bigger than Dylan White. I was not expecting that much of a size difference in the ring, but it is apparent. And we're going to see if the overall experience in the boxing realm that Dylan White has, accumulated so far is going to make the difference against Lucas Brown, who is a, converted MMA fighter, so to speak. Should be a good one. Both guys just, not really landing with anything as of note at this point. Both guys trying to get their pace. Dylan White going for body shots. Lucas Brown has been switching up stances as well, which has been interesting. Both guys definitely do not have their ranges. Dylan White just whiffed on that huge left hook, but he did land a good right straight right there. 10 seconds left in the first round. I'm curious to see who won that one because I missed about the first minute. So let me know in the chat who you guys thought won that round. From what I've seen so far, it looks like Dylan White's been a little bit busier and just working a little bit more than Lucas Brown. Alex Lemon in the chat saying Dylan White round one. You can see that. Yep, Coach Mitty saying White got that one as well. Everyone pretty much agreeing that Dylan White won that round. From what I saw, it looked like he won that heading into the second round coming up. Obviously, Dylan White is the favorite. Obviously, this is his, not hometown fight, but basically hometown fight. All eyes are on him right now to really shine. All eyes are on him to make a stance, make a, an appearance right here and really show out against Lucas Brown, who's relatively known inside the boxing world. So I'm going to be curious to see if he can really put on a performance here and show out as a main event. Maybe steal that, Anthony Joshua, Joseph Parker winner from a Deontay Wilder or somebody. That's always in the books. Starting round two. Both guys just content with being on the outside, working the long distance game. Neither guy seems committed to want to fight on the inside and work there at this point. I think Lucas Brown needs to start getting a little more active with combinations. Good right hand counter over the jab by Dylan White. Good right hand on the body by Dylan White. Lucas Brown seems content to just throw, single shots, throw a jab out there, not follow up with the right hand. Oh, Ness, are you here?
Champion.
Oh. Yeah,
Lucas Brown looking like he had a bunch of fucking brownies.
Yeah, he looks bigger than, the Shigaya fight, from what I remember.
Oh, no, definitely. He's got some tires around the fucking stuff.
Good body shots by Dylan White.
Yeah, Dillian White is a worker, man. Lucas said it in the thing, bro. He's waiting for a big shot. He's already busted up and bleeding. And here's Dillian White landing another right hand followed by a left hook. That left hook is what we've seen visible in the Derek Chisora fight. Whoa, legal backhand, Dillian.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I was like, that's that's so bad, man. I see guys in the gym.
I can't believe people want this. Like, look, I'm
Oh, good one, too, by Dylan.
I mean, Dillian is definitely in control of this. He's taking his time. It's only the second round. But what I see is Lucas Brown getting right through the guard of Dillian, straight through with that jab. You know, that high European guard that Dillian uses to deflect or block that jab, it just isn't doing the job. It's going right through. But again, the one that's bleeding is Lucas. Oh, 1-2 lands for Dillian.
Also, what I see is that Lucas Brown's right hand is continually down. That left hand by Dillian White's going to land continually throughout.
Oh, man. HBO dropping the ball.
Oh, what happened?
Super lag on HBO's stream. That's something you never see. Yo, Dillian White has a lot of success with the right hand. Good short left uppercut on the inside there. Man, Lucas Brown is so telling. What's Mickey Caparelli going to say? He's getting hit with all sorts of jabs. I mean, this is how you think that Eric Cruz is going to look versus, oh, big left hook by Brown.
And Brown's one of those guys like Eric Cruz, you know.
Dillian White showing some technique. He doubled up with the left jab and then followed up with a right hand. He got Lucas busted up and bleeding. Man, Lucas doesn't. Man, he just looks real heavy, bro.
Yeah, Dillian seems like the faster guy, the more athletic guy as well, and also seems more technical. It seems a little more sound, you know.
Oh, he is. I mean, you've seen the double jab right hand, and he's been landing. You know, he's been looking better from the opening bell. While you were alone talking, I was still taking a look at the fight while getting prepared. And yeah, I mean, Dillian looks like the A side fighter for sure.
Yeah, definitely agree. Definitely seems like the guy that's been boxing, you know, more of his life than, let's say, Lucas Brown. Because like I said, stated from the top, Lucas Brown's a converted MMA fighter. They always act a little bit different in the ring at the highest level.
I mean, can we still say that? He won a title, man. I mean, Dillian hasn't won a full title. Maybe Lucas Brown is pacing himself.
Well, he hasn't won a full title either. I mean, Lucas Brown didn't win a full title. He won a regular belt. It wasn't the super WBA belt. But I'll say this. He can still be a converted MMA fighter, but still be definitely a top 15 heavyweight. I think that's without a doubt. Maybe.
Man, Brown definitely looked better in the past, bro. He's got better pictures of, you know, I mean, right now he's carrying a lot of extra weight.
Yeah, he is.
That's why he's so heavy on his feet. Look at him.
Maybe he wanted to be heavier against Dillian White, thinking that I can't be.
Absorb some more shots.
Maybe thinking that I need to be the guy that's bullying Dillian White a little more. I can't be the smaller guy against Dillian. Maybe. Again, it just, he seems.
Well, let's call this what it is. It's a Deontay Wilder, audition, right? I mean, good body shot by Dillian to the gut. Left. Oh, another 1-2 lands by Dillian, followed by another jab. Lucas Brown is there to be hit. Both hands are down, Matt. They're beneath his.
I said this on Thursday.
Another double jab. He's busting him up now.
I said this on Thursday. His defense is atrocious. His hands are always down. He is hittable. He backs out with his head up. Oh, I mean, like you can see with the 1-2, like it's there over and over again.
Wow, he's got some power on that right though, because he threw a little sneaky right hand and made Dillian get on his bike. Dillian tried to counter left hook. That's his favorite. He lands it this time around. Another left hook to the body, followed by the right and the right hand. Dillian really trying to step it up. Now, I know that left hook to the top missed, and so did that one. Lucas doing a good job deflecting, but Dillian definitely on the gas. He's letting his hands go, looking like the active fighter. It is only the third round. Can he keep this pace, though?
Yeah, I think he can, at least. I mean, we definitely saw in the Chisora fight that even though when he got tired, he was still able to throw, but, you know, still able to throw combinations as well. So I think Dillian White should be fine. He also looks, I think, a little bit thinner than he has in the past couple.
He is leaner.
So I think that will also play a factor. I think he is in better shape, probably in the best shape of his career so far. Lucas Brown is not.
I mean, I'm starting to see the mouth open to Dillian. Is that, I don't want to say normal, because obviously it's normal to breathe out your mouth, but should he be looking or showing signs of fatigue, or am I misreading what I'm seeing?
I think you're misreading a little bit of a sloppiness as being tired. To be honest, I think that's just how he fights. He's going to be at this stage for the next 4 to 6 rounds, and then probably, you know, drop off a little bit as well towards the last 3 rounds, 4 rounds. But
Brown's punches don't seem to have the same whipping, at least the look of Dillian's. Dillian is winging. He's throwing them sharp. Lucas seems to be pushing. He seems tired, bro. I don't know if he's saving or what, right? Good, it's just right, like he's going through the motions. No snap. Look at that right hand.
That was a really good right hand by Dillian White. But I think the right hand by Lucas Brown has some thudding effect, but I think it's a little bit of an arm punch. Like, it's not, he's not throwing it with the full torque of his waist, to me. Again, that's a little bit the MMA in him still.
Dude, how do you not get in shape for the biggest fight of your career? Like at this point, one fight per year if you're Lucas Brown since 2015. You get offered a Dillian White fight that, I mean, even a blind man knows this could be a possible WBC shot at Deontay Wilder or a shot at Anthony Joshua. I mean, and if you're Lucas Brown, you should be trying to look your best because you even knew that before Joseph and Anthony Joshua were doing negotiations, you were in negotiations with the current champion of the WBO, Joseph Parker. So, I mean, he's got to look better than this. Definitely doing a good job defensively with his right hand, at least blocking what Dillian believes to be one of his better punches, the left hook. But I don't know. I want to see a lot better from him. Dillian looking the younger fighter, as he should, because he is. Let's see if he gets this older man out of there sooner.
I agree. And I think that if he continues at this pace, and if Lucas Brown doesn't change anything up, Lucas Brown will eventually get just stopped by accumulation. You know, death by a thousand blows. You know, it's going to be like that. I think Dillian White's also won every round so far heading into, what is it, the fourth round right now?
I mean, is it me or did Lucas Brown just switch from southpaw to orthodox back to orthodox?
He's switching throughout the fight. He's mainly an orthodox fighter, but he does switch to southpaw.
Dude, his technique is horrible.
Oh, yeah, it's atrocious. His footwork is bad.
He was losing the Chagaev fight. I just want to see if he's going to land something clear. Chisora had the opportunity to land solid on Dillian, and we got to see what his – oh, good body shot, followed by the left hook to the top by Dillian. Another left hook by Dillian. Nice on the inside with the left hook he is.
He needed to turn it over just a little bit more. It's not necessarily a slapping left hook, but it's at times a little bit with the palm of his hand or the – you know,
Dillian definitely in control, man. He is in the center of the ring, and he's definitely commanding this one.
Agreed. And also, even when like Lucas Brown tries to like pressure him on the inside, like Dillian White's able to slip shots, able to deliver his own counter shots.
He's letting his hands go more anyway. Lucas Brown will do a jab sloppy like that one. You know, even though that one landed, shout out to Lucas. It was like a loop because he throws his right hand's loopy. Look, there he goes again. It landed kind of on the neck this time. And here goes Dillian back with the double jab. He has so much success with that double jab. I wonder what's his reach. It looks so long right now.
It does. He definitely seems like he has long arms, especially compared to Lucas Brown. Lucas Brown sort of looks like a T-Rex, you know, a big guy but little arms, you know. And it does sort of help to have those long arms for torque as well, you know, to leverage your shots in a little more.
I want to believe that Brown has already showed Lucas. Excuse me. I want to believe that Brown has already showed White that he has power because he seems like the aggressor all fight. He's the one coming forward. Dillian's kind of used in the ring, even though at times he obviously stands in the center and, you know, does what he's doing now where he's got Dillian now kind of on the ropes. But for the majority of the fight, it's Lucas coming forward. Am I right?
Agreed. But even, you know, obviously, you know, just because you're coming forward doesn't mean you're winning. But I agree. I think Dillian White's content being on the back foot, content just boxing, content being behind the jab and just winning on points. Also, shout out to the Super Chat.
Therapy.
This, I feel, is just a money grab for Brown. White just taking his time at this point. Thank you, Boxing Therapy. Always love the Super Chats.
You know, I'm liking what I'm seeing from Dillian. I just don't know if this is enough for the top three. I mean, who's if you're not named Deontay Wilder and Joshua, who's number three? Is it Dillian?
No.
Brazil?
It's either Povetkin or Parker at this point, right? It's either one of those two guys. I mean, Luis Ortiz just lost.
You know, Parker or Joshua, one must fall. That fight's done. It's next week, 7 days away, 7 day theory.
7 days.
So other than that, I mean, we need a top three heavyweight. Because unless Parker and Joshua put on a magnificent fight where the loser comes out, you know, looking great, I'm pretty sure the loser won't be number three heavyweight in the world.
True. I understand what you mean right now by number three heavyweight, not just overall. I understand what you mean. Dillian White definitely gets a highlight reel knockout here. He is number three heavyweight, you know, in the world at that moment, so to speak, especially after next week. Also, shout out to the Super Chat again. Are you guys surprised HBO flew a crew to London? I'm not.
I am, because they have been doing that live stream, and you know, but yeah, man, I like it that they're there. I'm not paying attention to. I should have recorded this shit.
I think they're trying to invest in the heavyweight division. Also, that means HBO reps are out there talking to Eddie Hearn.
No, there's rumors already. There's an interview that I was sent today where Eddie says he's going to be signing a lot of people in America, and HBO is definitely still in the boxing business. Mm-hmm. So he knows something we don't know, except you and I always knew, and we told our listeners months ago that Joshua would eventually land over in HBO, doing the ultimate move and pick. Now Lucas Brown is visually looking painted in the color of red.
Yeah, especially with, you know, having no hair. Oh, you know.
God, Luke, White threw a magnificent uppercut that didn't make it, but it just had all the velocity you wanted it to have. Oh, good body shot by White. He's really good with the doubling up of the jab with the left and the left hook. He doubles that up well. He gets good snap. That one's a little wide. He landed with the inside, kind of Deontay Wilder, but typically he does a good job.
That uppercut-left-hook combination by Dillian White's actually pretty good. Just the left hook overall by Dillian White, I think, one of his best.
That's the thing. UK fans, Deontay Wilder's ducking him. I mean, look, we're in the fifth round. He hasn't hurt Lucas yet. And he's getting wilder and wilder as he, you know, he wants to hurt him because he's leading now with the left hook. Twice he just did, Matt. I know you're on a 30-second delay, so have fun with that one.
But, you know, let's be honest, Ness, you know, getting a little bit off topic. Most of the UK callers, they even want the Wilder-White fight, admit that Wilder is the favorite against White, and he probably beats White. It's just to, quote-unquote, raise the profile of Deontay Wilder. We know how it is. But Dillian White's looking good. He's looking, again, like he's improving. He's
definitely comfortable the way that the mannerisms, you know, the way that he's, oh, good right hand by Brown.
All the good technical stuff he did in the Chisora fight, he's improved on, and he's doing much more of in this fight. That, to me, is what I wanted to see from a guy who doesn't have the deepest amateur pedigree and who's trying to improve fight to fight. I like that.
Now, Brown just landed a big right hand that was blocked by Dillian White, but it physically moved him. I wonder if Brown can mount an attack with about four or five punches to see, can he slip something in through the guard?
I mean, I think he could. That's the thing, like, if his corner is not telling him to throw in threes and fours and fives at this point, they're telling him the wrong stuff. He needs
he's throwing in ones, bro. Literally in ones.
I understand. That's what I'm saying. Like, his corner at this point needs to be telling him, hey, you're throwing 20 punches around here. 30 punches around here at most.
Why is Dillian backing off? He landed a right hand. He backs Lucas into the ropes and then backs off with his hands down, himself getting some rest. But it's the heavyweight division, man. I want killers. Where are the killers at?
And I also think that he's just pacing himself right now. Like, he has a guy that's not really fighting back drastically. You know, he's winning here. And he's beating the guy up in the process, too. You know? So, like, he's probably thinking, I'm going to get this guy out late. I'll just keep doing my thing, pumping out these three-punch combinations and just keep winning. You know, and working on my footwork, working on my defense, slipping these shots, and I'll just keep winning rounds. He's won every round in this fight so far. Lucas Brown has had really no moments either of shine. I mean, he's landed some jabs here and there and a couple of right hands, but nothing of note. It's almost a clinic right now by Dillian White, to be fair. I mean, for the heavyweight standard, I mean, this is pretty clinical at this point.
Yeah, I mean, Dillian is able to do whatever he wants in there. I mean, you could just see from that replay, he's comfortable. He's right in the pocket with him, and he's just firing right hand after right hand. He's looking for it now, but he's also, I believe, trying to conserve. But he's doing what you said. You know, he's doing three and four punches. Look, this is like a six punch barrage, and now Lucas's brown eye is looking almost shut. Oh, he put him to sleep with that fucking left hook. He's done. He's not moving. Oh, shit. And Dillian is going crazy, too. Oh, no. Now you know he's going to call out Deontay. That's the type of knockout he needed. That's the type of statements we want to make, Border War Season 3, guys. Let's see what happens July 4th through the 8th. Don't forget to sign up to Patreon to see all Border Wars 3 participants. Dillian White puts on a a clinical performance for sure. Man, Lucas is still not moving, kid.
Yes, I just saw the knockout because obviously I'm behind you. Wow.
He's still not moving, bro. There's like tons of people trying to flip him over like a pancake right now.
He was out before he hit the canvas. He was out cold by that left hook. He got hurt by
I knew it was going to come once his eye was shut like that. Like, I mean, he was defeated. Dillian is fighting back the tears, very excited, got a good win in it, and well-deserved, right? I mean, it's what? It's been three consecutive fights we watched of him with no knockout. We're watching a highlight. Oh, right on the kisser. The left hook was beautiful. It was beautiful.
Yes, you want to hook up to Blog Talk?
I'm already on Blog Talk.
You are? Then why is my system not? I just need to refresh it, and I'm lame. No, my thing says it's not hooked up.
I mean, I'll try again.
I'm just saying what my end is saying. It's saying waiting for the host. That's all. But yeah, just perfect performance by Dillian White.
Well, perfect ending.
I mean, again, Lucas Brown's a top 15 heavyweight. He won every round clinically, looked like he improved on his boxing skill every round, and then knocked him out with under six rounds. Like, to me, that's impressive. And knocked him out in
perfect performance. You said perfect performance. That's different from impressive.
I think this.
Look at Wayne. Wayne in the chat says, am I convinced? No, I'm not convinced that Lucas is anything near a Deontay Wilder, but Dillian looked good.
I'll put it this way. This was a near perfect performance. He was barely hit. And a highlight reel knockout will always matter more. I mean, if you look at that again, that slow-mo that the highlight they pulled, there's a puddle of blood instantly from Lucas Brown's mouth on that canvas. Like it is shocking and horrific on a level.
Brown is not moving. Okay.
Oh, is he Oh, he's awake. But they're worried about him. For sure.
They're talking about the cut that White suffered. I hope that, it's not an HBO show, so we won't get a Kellerman, do you think?
Well, no, he's there. I mean, Kellerman is there live. Yeah,
but are they going to give him the traditional in-ring interview? I know UK guys kind of do things off the side of the apron,
I think we're probably get something more like that, like off to the side interview. We're probably get something like that.
Do we get it with our crew, though?
Yeah, I think so. I think we do.
Well, all right. Let's open up these phone lines, see if anybody wants to give us their immediate reaction to this live fight.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Brown's on his feet. Oh, and they got, what the fuck? They got a oxygen bag on his face. Whoa, let's go out to Amin in New Jersey.
My man, get a cup and put some change inside your hand. Now hold up. Let's make this official. Everybody disagree with it.
I mean,
what it do?
Statement tonight, fellas. I'm sitting here, I'm watching this fight, and I'm saying to myself, I'm bomb squad all the way, but yo, Wilder, you got to stop disrespecting Dillian White, and I'm not putting sauce on it. Here's the other scenario, though. Again, I'm just begging you guys to allow the heavyweight division, yeah, clutch your pearls like an old lady. The heavyweight division to continue to expand. Let's not wash it out that quickly. Imagine Dillian White and Big Baby Miller, right? Imagine Luis Ortiz and Big Baby Miller. Luis Ortiz and Dillian White. You know what I'm saying? Let Wilder and...
Is this Bob Arum? Are you Bob Arum? Because you sound like you got a marination plan full effect.
No, it's not about marination, man. It's about trajectory, man. Let these guys fight. This is not ducking. This is just avoiding certain fights. It's money for everybody. It's enough fights. The suspense is there. Like, come on. So we've been hearing the name Dillian White, Dillian White, Dillian White. Joshua's been dismissing Dillian White, and now we get to see him. Some of that talk is what created this platform for him, for us to see him today. Right now, HBO. So he we can't dismiss him anymore. Throw him in the fucking pot. Throw him in the pot. This is not marination. We're cooking this, Ness. I'm giving you recipes. I'm giving you fights. There's no marination. These fights can happen now.
This is a good fight, man. I hear you. Fight. I hear you. The problem becomes this. For Dillian White to fight Big Baby, Anthony Joshua has to be fighting someone named not Big Baby. I mean, that would mean that would mean Anthony's fighting either Wilder or Povetkin.
So here's the thing. This is how everybody can have it all. Let Joshua take a break after he unifies the belts. Let him ride out the wave, do whatever he wants to do. Right? And then, yes, you let Wilder fight him and Joshua. You can have that fight now if that's what you want to do. I'm just saying you have to have it, because if you don't, then you can do Dillian White and Wilder. Let Joshua chill out, and then after White and Wilder, you still go to Joshua. You know what I'm saying? You do Wilder, Joshua. Those are recipes. This is not marination, man. This is recipes. These are meals, brother.
All right. Well, listen, I mean, thanks for calling in. We're going to go out to Skype. We got Coach Midday. Talk to us.
Yo, what's up, guys? Very good win for Dillian White. It's like, man, everyone is not understanding what they're watching, man. Everyone wants to see heavyweight touching people and going down. But you have to respect what Dillian did, right? For he won every single round. I don't even think he took more than 5 shots. Like, he worked beautifully behind his defense, right? People criticize the technique. But you've got to admit that when he's back in, when he's getting backed up, we think he's getting backed up, but he's comfortable there. He's catching those shots and coming back with his hooks, coming back with his counters. He understood very early on that he had a faster hand spin than Brown. He was catching him all day long with the right hand over the jab. And, you know, he took his time and did the job, right? You just don't, you know, throw everything you've got. You just touch him up until he found the perfect shot. And that's what happens when you find the perfect shot. You know, you've got to give him credit. He boxed beautifully, man. Yeah, I understand the footwork at times is off balance and sloppy when he's going with those big uppercut that looks ugly. But apart from that, he was doing well, man. That's good boxing. You know, you have to respect that.
And
did he do a good enough job to earn himself that Deontay Wilder fight next?
He always had, I'm going to be honest with you, like, all those top 10 heavyweights can deserve like an either AJ or Dillian White or Wilder, right? All those guys deserve it. Like, when you get like Wilder fighting Joe Washington, tell me what Joe Washington's done more than Dillian White to deserve his fight. Same thing when someone Brazil is fighting AJ, tell me what, you know, Brazil's done more than any other guys in and around the same, you know, ranking as him. They're just picking up those next fights. He deserved it. And now he definitely deserves it because he's created some talk. You know, you were questioning the power at some point. The power, I'm going to be honest with you, at times I question it also because it touched Lucas Brown enough time. But it's not always about just like that concussive power. It's finding the right shot at the right time. Blindsided him and hit him up. Boom, the guy is down.
Mitty, man, thanks for calling in. Matt, I don't know if you're paying attention. Dillian White in the ring calling out Deontay Wilder. He's saying he's number one. He wants Wilder next. You know, he says people counted him out in his Lucas Brown fight, and he showed that. I don't know where he wasn't a favorite at, though. I don't know what he's talking about, but it sounds good for the post-fight, I guess.
Agreed. But, Ness, do we have a new boomerang or ringer by chance? I think we do.
Yes, it's Hardcore Boxing.
Yes, he is. He called in. So let's go to Jay Hardcore Boxing in D.C.
Jay, what up? Skipping the line with your boomerang up, status like that.
All right. Hey, man, I feel though Dillian White did what he's supposed to against the boxer, you know what I mean? I'm not going for the ice cream they serving, though. They talking about fighting Wilder. Why would our heavyweight champion need to fight him when there's another champion out there with the belt? You know, they should be fighting each other. They keep on trying to throw somebody at Wilder, so hopefully he get caught or, you know, anything. They don't want to fight him, man. I mean, that's what it boils down to. Why should he have to fight Dillian White? For what reason? He just beat the best person I feel though in the division besides him and Joshua. So why should he have to fight Wilder? They like they keep trying to qualify him or something like that or learn more about him. But I just think this is just them ducking. I mean, what y'all think?
Hello?
Great call, Jim. Use your brain to come back in. I don't think it's ducking. I think if they're trying to get their man the biggest fight, because think about it this way. You got to think about it separately. Like, think about Eddie Hearn as a sole promoter of Dillian White, separate from Anthony Joshua. What should he do? He should get Dillian White the biggest fight possible that he could. If he can't, if it's not AJ, it's Deontay Wilder. So I don't blame the hustle, so to speak. You know, like the it's just the game. So I'm not mad at it. I don't think it's roadblocks or ducking. I think it's just trying to get your guys the best fight possible. Ness, what do you want to go to the next caller? Or are you just listening to this?
I am listening to this because they're giving him a bunch of options.
Because I'm not listening to it, Ness. I don't.
Right, so they're giving him a Brazil eliminator option.
Ooh, I like that. He looks hyped, though. That's what I love. Like, he brings some energy, at least. The high energy, like Georgie says.
And now they're talking about the possibility of a rematch with Joshua since he's on, like, a 6-fight win streak. And he's talking how he's got his left hook back after the surgery. But, yes, let's go back out to these calls. We got
Paul and Dallas. Stewart.
Excuse me?
Oh, are you on Skype?
We got Stewart on Skype. Talk to me.
Hey there, guys. I think Dillian White looked pretty good, but Lucas Brown looked terrible. So I don't know what to make of that. Brown looked really slow, really fat, but White did what he was supposed to do. Scored a brutal knockout, you know, well done. We'll see where he goes next. I mean, Deontay Wilder, maybe. He's as good an opponent as anyone, I think, for Wilder, maybe, except Joshua, of course. But, like, if that fight isn't going to happen next, and I kind of don't think it is, you know, Dillian White talks, he's fun. I don't think he stands a chance, but, you know, why not the Wilder fight? He's up there with, you know, underneath Wilder and Joshua as one of the better heavyweights in the world. So, you know, if the super fight doesn't happen, then why not that one? But that's my call. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Stuart. Great call. As Ness is listening to Max Kellerman and Jim Lampley, we're going to go out to Paul in Dallas. What up, Paul?
Hey, guys. This is Ari speaking. Enough with the bullshit. You know, I'm gonna go straight to the point. First and foremost, looking at Lucas Brown. Lucas Brown fought 3 times in the past 3 years. That's one. Number two, they talk about one of the guys called in talking crap about Wilder fought Gerald Washington. Look at the last 6 people that Dillian White fought. He fought Ian Lewison. Who the heck is that? Derek Chisora, which is a controversial fight. He probably lost. Malcolm Tan, who is the other guy? Robert Elinios, injured. Lucas Brown, who's not fought once in 3 years. Look at the guy's weight. Dillian White came in at 250-something pounds. Lucas Brown came in 264 pounds. They are both not ready for Wilder. But to shut up these delusional AJ fans, I think Wilder should take the fight. I think it's a very easy fight for Wilder. These guys were plodding. If AJ is not ready, I think Wilder should take out Dillian White or Dominic Brazil. Not because it's difficult. You understand? These guys are buying the ADN Kool-Aid. Very pathetic, really. I watched the fight, both of them were plodding. Plodding, pretty much. It felt like a fight in slow motion, pretty much. I'm telling you that. No motion. So, but again, the guy's talked up enough. Let's see his talk. Let's Wilder fight him. If ducking causing AJ is not ready to fight, let Wilder fight Dillian White or Dominic Brazil. No, sir, I think that's going to be an easy fight for Wilder. Very easy fight for Wilder. There is nothing that White brings that is special. I keep watching it, all this shouting, saying, oh, who has Wilder fought? Who has he fought? That's exactly what is pissing me off listening to that. And I hear somebody say I'm a bomb squad fan, but Dillian White did a great job. He didn't do a great job. It was finally a guy 265 pounds who fought once and three times in 3 years. Last time almost a year ago, but who was effectively plodding throughout. That was the fight we just watched. I don't know anybody with the common sense who would say that fight was interesting. It was a very boring fight. The most interesting aspect of the fight was the left hook, which dropped him. It was a boring fight. That's the fact right there. But again, it's time to shut this delusional AJ Fox, this delusional UK fans. I think Wilder should take the fight and knock him out.
Well, all right. Paul, thanks for calling in. I got to disagree, Matt. I don't think that, look, I guess Paul may have a point because Max Kellerman mentioned it as well. You know, was Lucas Brown perfect tonight or was this perfect matchmaking? Was Lucas Brown only three fights in the last 3 years? Yeah. But Dillian did what he was supposed to do with a guy that, you know, is coming off of that sort of inactivity. He knocked him out cold.
And it's also,
you know, he could have got a stoppage with the ref, Matt. He put him to sleep.
Yeah, and Dillian White's not known for being a heavy hitter like Joshua Wilder. You know, he's not. He, you know, similar like Jerry Miller. Guys that are a little bit more on the medium side for the heavyweight division in terms of power. And
to be honest, bro, he just knocked out somebody that's never been knocked out or lost.
Well, never been knocked out in boxing and never lost in boxing. He's been knocked out before in other combat sports.
That is so technical because he's like this mixed combat media weirdo. All right, let's go out to T in Toronto. T, immediate reaction, brother. What did you think of Dillian White and his knockout of Lucas Brown?
Ness, we spoke about this a couple of shows prior. This does nothing for me. We knew Lucas Brown was a bum. We knew that Dillian White was number one ranked fighter. We knew this guy was a 15, who's 38 or 39 years old, a one-trick pony who's no longer on steroids and fought once in 3 years. He's a walking punching bag with arms. Anybody who was even moderately active or a decent fighter would have done that to this guy. He couldn't get rid of a 300-year-old James Toney whose pants couldn't hardly stay up. Like, if you really watch boxing, you're a boxing connoisseur, you know that Lucas Brown was a sacrificial lamb today. Had that have been Joshua or Wilder, they might have fucking killed this guy by mistake in there, bro. He had no business being in the boxing ring. And now Dillian White is going to sing at the top of the mountain like he the illest dude alive all of a sudden. This is nonsense. Somebody parent really got fucked up tonight for no fucking reason, just to promote one dumb fighter. Like, as a guy who used to fight and boxing as a kid and watch boxing, this was a disgrace. I knew it was a disgrace, and I didn't even watch the fight for that reason. I just listened to y'all. I'd rather listen to y'all than watch the fight because it's going to make me sick to my stomach. But with that all being said, Deontay Wilder might as well go in there and zip this kid up. Just zip him up. Toe tag him, get him away, curdy him out like everybody else, just so that there's one less excuse. Because it's not really going to take much effort. Dillian White will go within 3 rounds against Deontay Wilder if we're really being serious. Because when he's in there against somebody of medium level or upper echelon level like Joshua, Chisora, he don't look like this. He doesn't look good. He looks terrible. He looks like the Lucas Brown in the fight when he's in there against somebody better. What are we really talking about? This is all smoke, man. Smoke and mirrors.
So wait a minute. We got people saying that you didn't watch the fight, but you're giving your critique of the fight.
I didn't have to.
Well, yeah,
he knew exactly what was going
to
happen.
And you did say you were here on the show listening to the live fight chat. So whatever, right? See, we gave you blow by blow.
Yo, I knew it.
Shit, I screamed loud enough when that left hook landed, T.
Hey, the knockout was probably impressive. I'm not going to say it. Everybody likes to see somebody get starts in there and go to sleep and go to bed. But really think about this. If Lucas Brown got hit by Anthony Joshua or Deontay Wilder, they might be setting up funeral arrangements, realistically. He's not a world beater. It's not impressive to beat up somebody you know you can kick the shit out of. If I punch a toddler in the face and it don't get up, does that make me a heavy hitter? Does that make me a tough guy?
Let's sure does.
I ain't gotta watch that shit. I know sugar from shit.
Mm. Well, T, man, let me get to some other callers, man. I want to thank you. I'm going out to Canada. Cuban Alex, talk to us.
Yo, what's up, Scary Cat?
Oh.
I smell pussy. Yo, fam, you Dillian White before the Lucas Brown fight.
No, bro, you're Lucas Brown, man. Lucas Brown's just another fat bomb like you, bro.
Oh.
No one's ever heard of you.
You know that's what's up, man. Yo, they should make... No, man, for real now. They should make... Isn't Dillian White number 4 and, like, Ortiz, like, was number 3 in the WBC now in the new rankings?
Dillian White is number 1.
And that fight be for a mandatory. Instead of and meanwhile, Wilder can fight Joshua. And then by the end of the year, somebody gets the mandatory. You know what I mean? That's what makes sense, you know? Not all this fucking bullshit of Dillian White versus Wilder now. This is the fault of nobody, bro. Did you see fucking Lucas Brown? He was fat as fuck and way out of shape, man. That guy is weak, man. It's a bum, bro. You can't get a title shot off of beating a bum like that. I can't believe that, bro. That's fucking bullshit. That's like beating Ness and then all of a sudden you get to fight Deontay Wilder. It's actually worse than that.
But
you know, all I know is you coming from Canada to Florida and
I'm calling us Ness because you're gonna talk about some bullshit. I'm gonna actually address like his actual boxing points, not border wars points. Boxing points. Luis Ortiz beat fucking Martz or some shit before he fought Wilder. What are we talking about?
But he had a way better resume. He had beaten way better people before that.
Brian Jennings.
Dillian White has a better resume than Luis Ortiz probably at this point, or they're right.
You guys get
it's arguable. It is arguable.
Right on the same. They're on the same level, bro.
I'm telling you this right now. There are 5 Cubans in Cuba right now that whoop Derek Chisora's ass better than fucking Dillian White did. Dillian White is a fucking bomb, bro. You can't give credit for people for beating people in their own backyard. You can't give credit, just like we didn't give credit to Julio Cesar Chavez for beating all those fucking Mexican bums. You can't give credit to Dillian White for beating all these UK bums. UK gets
a Brown is a UK bum. Fire. Lucas Brown is not a UK bum. What are you talking about?
Full of bums, bro.
What?
Well, say that again.
He said the UK bums, bro.
I know they keep the UK keeps doing this. They get all these local fighters that should not be on the world scene, but because they got so much money over there, they get them in the world scene. Dillian White ain't no different, man. A lot of these fighters, like Derek Chisora and all this.
Yeah, but you're calling the number one yo. But you're calling the number one WBC rank. He's on a 6-fight win streak,
bro.
Fighting top 15 and top 10 heavyweights. You call him a bum, bro.
And Lucas Brown from Australia.
Matter they gave Danny Garcia number 1 off of beating bum ass Rios, man. You know the rankings are foolish.
Oh, punching after the bell. Alex, thanks for calling in. Go ahead, man. Address. I know you're thirsty for war.
Alex, you know I love your calls. Please, of course, keep calling in. You're TBV fam. You're Border Wars fam now. But man, I mean, that's just a bunch of hater shit. Again, I mean, you may think
this is the guy that picked Luis Ortiz, right?
Because the heavyweight division has this reputation of not being the same since the golden age, right? Well, hell, we have tons of divisions in boxing that aren't deep, that don't have stacked talent, that don't have world class athletic ability from the number one ranked guy to the number 20 guy. That's all over the place. But we can still hype up top 10 guys going against top 10 guys in the division. We should always do that. We should always encourage that. Even if you think they're a bum, Lucas Brown should have been here. And Dillian White has proven that he should be at the level where he should be fighting a Joshua and a Wilder and those guys. He should be. He should be. Because when he fights the guys like Lucas Brown, he knocks him out. And Lucas Brown is still arguably a top 10, top 15 heavyweight in the world. I think that's it. I think, Alex, you're being a little bit ignorant about what the heavyweight division is and how good some of these guys are.
Dude, you got to understand, he's a little bit mad. Dillian White has one loss, and that's only to Anthony Joshua. 71% knockout ratio. you know, and has decent names, you know, at 14, what was it? Maybe for like 14-0, mm-hmm. he fought Joshua, you know, then he's been on a 6-fight win streak. David Allen, I don't know how much credit. You see, it depends who you are. If you're a UK fan that likes White, you'll say, hey, he fought and beat David Allen when David Allen was undefeated. But David Allen was only 9-0. He's only proven to be a tough guy, you know. But David Allen has also been in there with upper echelon level fighters, you know. I won't necessarily say that his last opponent who he rematched, what is his name?
Lenroy
Thomas. I wouldn't necessarily say that he is at the top of the division.
Top 20 heavyweight.
Exactly, but he's a top 20. And David Allen shared the ring with him and shared the ring with Luis Ortiz and shared the ring with also Dillian White. But technically, Matt, on paper, he was 9-0 at the time that, you know, Chisora fought. I mean, that Dillian White fought him and didn't even stop him. A 9-0 guy. But that 9-0 guy went on to prove to the world how tough he was, only being stopped by Luis Ortiz.
And that wasn't a full stoppage. That wasn't a knockout like we just saw today. It was a ref stoppage, so to speak. He was still standing, a little bit different.
To Alex's credit, though. So we got one asterisk now with David Allen, right? That's a known name, but that's an asterisk. Joshua, known name, but he took a loss. So then the next name, Derek Chisora, another asterisk. Pretty old, already lost twice to Fury, once to David Haye, you know?
Yeah, but those are all world.
Vladimir Klitschko. Yes, you know, those are all top-level guys, but those are also what the industry considered shop-worn. You know, yes, some could say Ness. You say shop worn, I say battle tested, and another could jump in and say a lot of rounds. You know, a lot of rounds Chisora might have been in, but then you got Hellenius. I mean, Hellenius wasn't his best days as a cruiserweight, if I'm not mistaken.
No, I don't think so.
Are you sure?
I want to believe he's been a career heavyweight.
Hellenius, and his biggest win is, you know, like, listen,
he's lost.
Listen, Eddie Hearn might go down as one of the best promoters for sure, because think about it. If you're Eddie Hearn and you're Dillian White, you're looking at Eddie and you're saying, damn, thank you, man. At 14-0, you got me a shot at Joshua. Thanks, bro. And now you're looking at him and, yo, look at where he's gotten.
That was before Joshua was a champion, so I believe.
Yes, but Joshua was still a franchise. That's why that fight was so big. That was a big fight between Joshua and Dillian White. That domestically, that was big because of who Joshua was, and he was an Olympian. Come on, you kidding me? Plus, Dillian had knocked him down in the amateurs or the Olympics. Are you kidding me?
Can you let me actually talk?
I don't want to let you talk. I don't want to let you talk.
I want to say that was Anthony Joshua's first pay-per-view. That was his first big card, so to speak. And to me, it was like a James Gale, George Groves moment, but it was a heavyweight version of that with guys that have legitimate beef. You know, that's why you had a little more of a bigger atmosphere for that fight. But it's a little bit different than, let's say, giving somebody a Joshua shot now, I would say. It's different money back then. It was.
So, listen, I mean, Robert Hellenius and Lucas Brown, that sums it up right there. So, you know, it's really unfair of any boxing fan to say that any heavyweight does or doesn't have any legitimate win. I think at this point, because the division, while it is stacked, it's also very thin, you know, because it's top heavy, but after the top, it's over. You know, people quickly dismiss the Dillian Whites, the Lucas Browns, you know, the Brazils of the world. They only talk or think of the top. Povetkin,
those guys,
Joshua,
and all of those guys can be on different levels, you know, and those are all top 10 guys.
Yeah. And listen, if you go through everyone's resume, Matt, that's the only reason I'm even combing through White's, because White deserves his credit for his win, and he deserves his credit for continuing to beat, you know, anywhere from top 15 to top 10 heavyweights. But this is the crop. Everyone's resume is going to look like this. Brazil's resume looks very similar to Dillian White. Brazil lost to Joshua, so did White. You know, Brazil fought an old guy in Amir Mansour. Hey, White just had his old guy. Like, these resumes are all the same because this is the talent pool that we have.
Or if you look at the very top of the division, like let's say Parker, Wilder, and Joshua, and if you take away the Klitschko win by Joshua, they all share common opponents. They all sort of have the same level of resume, I would say, at the top, if you take away that Klitschko win by Joshua and obviously Tyson Fury. They all have the same resume, in my opinion, in terms of competition. Eric Molina shows up. You know, those guys show up on these guys' resumes all over the place.
Now, some would argue with you, like, hey, it's unfair for you to say take away Joshua's win. But then think about some guys like the Charlos at 54.
Well, I'm taking that away because if you put that in, Joshua has the best resume of everyone in the heavyweight division. So I'm saying if you take that away, it all looks competitively the same for their title reigns.
I get it. I was just trying to make the point that from an argument standpoint, someone on the side of, let's say, Joshua could argue that it fell that way because he's the A side, similar to Canelo. Like, he never gave a shot to some of the deserving 54 pounders like the Charlos at the time because he's the A side. He gave his shot to who he felt necessary. But anyway, let's get back out to some calls. We got a couple of first time callers. Listen,
hold on. Before we go to the first time callers, because we actually have another boomeranger, so we have to go to the boomeranger. If you're a first time caller, when we go to you, let us know you're a first-time caller, and we can play you a first-time caller intro. And then once the intro plays, you tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Matt, you have no boomerangs. Actually, you do. You have stainless. I wanted to say something, but you cut me off. So let's go to stainless until I remember. In
super chat, Herv IEC is saying, Ness, Chisora is 35 years old. Stop saying he is old.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and click on this and show you how many rounds boxed. 221.
Can you answer me this, Ness? How many rounds boxed does Wilder have? I'm very curious about that.
All right. Well, no problem. Let's see.
I know he has a lot of first-round knockouts, too, so those kind of...
Dude, it won't be this amount, believe me.
But it'll be interesting to see.
Here we go, because Derek Chisora has a common opponent with Deontay in Malik Scott, so it's easy to find that Deontay only has 123 rounds box. Yeah. Dillian White already has more than that.
What did Chisora have again? 220. That's not that much more. 100 rounds more. That's not surprising.
And you're fucking crazy, bro. And remember that rounds are only 12 and listen to me. Listen clearly for all you casual, you know, don't know too much boxing fans. 12 rounds per fight if it is a world championship fight. If it's not, you're doing tens. So 100 round is at least 10 more fights that you fought because you have the power.
You have to remember every regional belt is technically a world championship bout. So all those are 12 rounds as well. We had numerous 12 round fights on this card as well, including, I believe, the main event. Even though it wasn't for a legitimate world championship, it was also 12 rounds. I think Derek Chisora has been fighting 12 round fights for...
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's got to be for some sort of title, or you can't do 12.
I understand.
Unless it's an eliminator, I think, which still ends up being for a title, right?
Yeah, but like, let's say the British Commonwealth belt, those are 12 round fights.
Oh, yeah. Well, now you're going over my head. You know, I know nothing.
Derek Chisora has probably been fighting 12 round fights for the last decade.
No, I know nothing of those colorful belts, Matt. You know, we would have to ask Orlando Cruz. Let me get on out to some of these callers out here. We got. First time caller. If you're a first time caller, right?
Ness, you're forgetting stainless. Come on.
All right, but I still need to say this message because you cut me off on that message twice. So first time callers, let us know that you're a first time caller. When I go to your area code, just say, yeah, first time caller, so we can play this first time caller intro and make Matt happy. What the hell are you saying, Matt? Jesus Christ. He's like a little fucking parrot of it. 30 seconds. 30 seconds. What are you saying?
I said I already said that. I already said that.
Look, we don't even understand you.
Straight to the point for those with attention deficit. I'm so repetitive, son, so I gotta repeat. Stainless from the streets to the deep. I'm coming with that heat. All you need to know about me, I'm coming with that heat.
Yo, TBV, what's up? Matt, Ness, what's good with you?
What's up, Stainless? Calling all the way from the Detroit. How's it going, brother? Did you catch this fight live?
I did catch this fight live. I thought it was a decent fight. I ain't gonna say it was impressive. The knockout was impressive. much more impressive than the fight was. I'm not going to do like the rest of these guys. I'm not going to say Lucas Brown was a bum. You know, if you got the courage to get in that ring, man, then like Wilder said, how can we call you a bum if we ain't did that shit ourselves? But that being said, I don't think that this was the fight to elevate him to the level of a Wilder or Joshua Parker. I would agree, you know, Baby Miller would be a good fight for him. I'm sorry. I mean, just speaking truth, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm probably going to be the only one to say this, but this all just looked like propaganda from Eddie Hearn. You know what I'm saying? Like, for the last, what, year and a half, 2 years, we had him saying, Wilder need to fight this guy. He need to do this. He need to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, Dillian White right now, to me, is just another roadblock or hurdle that they're trying to throw up in front of Wilder. Now, the UK listeners, as I said before, I'm not taking anything away from Dillian White. That was an impressive knockout. He is a good fighter, but I don't think that he's to the level of a Wilder or a Joshua. I mean, maybe Ortiz would be a good fight for him, you know,
Wait a minute. How could you say that when he's really one of the only guys to drop Anthony Joshua and wobble him significantly in a pro fight?
But how many fights did Joshua have at the time?
14, I believe.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like when we talk about the rounds fought. How many first round knockouts did Wilder have? You know what I'm saying? It would be a reason that Chisora has 100 more rounds in the, you know, than Wilder does. You know, it just speaks to the power of Wilder. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but y'all know me, man. I'm Team USA all day. So I'm not going to stop. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to let anything deter me or defer me from that. So, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, it was an impressive fight. I mean, if it's going to be the fight that leads to Wilder and Joshua happening, then let it be. But other than that, you know, I'm like everybody else. I want to see the unification. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to see another fight to another fight that's going to lead to another fight. Like we need to stop letting everybody else try to bullshit us into feeling a certain way. You know what I'm saying? Like if it is where the problem of boxing. You know what I'm saying? Like when Tyson and Lennox Lewis fight. You know what I'm saying? If we had other people saying, would Lennox need to fight, you know, Holyfield before he fights? I'm like, come on, man. Like we getting back to the prime era of boxing, man. Let's stop with all the excuses and you know what I'm saying? Put that pen to paper and put them gloves together and let them fight out. But that's my time, man. As I always say, please make sure that you push the thumbs up and share this in every episode of the Boxing Voice podcast. Peace, man.
And Stainless, thanks for calling in. Matt, you have that backwards. Stainless is that status, and Hardcore is the opposite. In the super chat, Laffy 2. I know about it. White, double check it. You got access to, you know.
I'll check it.
All right, well, do it. Trying to make me look bad live when I'm telling you you're wrong.
Do that to me all the time. What are you doing, Mr.
So go check it live so you can look bad.
I'm checking it, homie. Relax.
In a super chat, White just gave Wilder mad light. Laugh out loud. It's lit. You know, I thought about that too when he screamed out, Wilder, Wilder, I want Wilder. It's giving more attention, letting the UK public, you know, kind of what Eddie Hearn wants anyway, except Eddie wants it in a fight so it could be the ultimate propaganda. Now, Matt, I need you to tell me, did we ever get to Nathan B? I think he might have disconnected on Skype, or did we get to speak to him?
We did not get to Nathan.
Nathan, holler at us.
Hello, can you guys hear me all right?
Hear you perfect, Nick.
Good, 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 good. Just to pick up on a few things the caller's been saying earlier, I find it funny how after Dillian White beats up Lucas Brown, wins every round, knocks him out of a brutal KO in the fifth round, and all of a sudden he becomes a bum. Before this fight, most people would consider Lucas Brown a top 10 heavyweight. You know, let's not forget he beat Chagoev, which is a good win. Better than a lot of the heavyweights have got on their resume at the moment. So, you know, that was a good win on his resume. And you look at his wins, he's got Derek Chisora, Hellenius, and now Lucas Brown. That is better than most of the other contenders. So I think he's earned his shot at a world title. And I'd like to see him fight Deontay Wilder next. Now, I know a lot of you guys will call me, oh, you're just AJ protector. I'm not an AJ protector at all. I don't support one fighter. I support boxing, right? I want to see the biggest fights. Yeah! And to make the biggest fights, you need to marinate them. That's why I think if Wilder... No! if Wilder fights Dillian White in the UK next, when I think he'll win that fight, because I think Wilder is a better fighter, but that will just grow his profile, and that'll do pay-per-view in the UK. So that 20,000.
Yo, you hear all the little Eddie Hearns?
Yo, we make a bingo board of all the Eddie Hearn talking points.
Every time we hear a little Eddie Hearns quote, we need them play like a sound.
Yo, you said five of them in one sentence, B. What are you doing over there? Come on, man. Yo,
we're going to use this every time we hear Eddie Hearns, something that says, like when someone says profile, he needs to grow his profile. He should fight Dillian White.
Disagree. Nathan.
What? I'm not gonna sit here.
Profile or not,
Nathan?
I don't know. I don't know if the fight's gonna be any bigger next or after a Dillian White fight. But what I'll tell you is this, Nathan. To show you that I'm fair, it would definitely not hurt it. I don't think
it would make it bigger fight. Definitely.
I think you cannot prove that at this point.
But
hold on, very quickly, Nathan. I'm not going to sit here and argue drastically with your reasoning. It's just very obvious that you are using every Eddie Hearn talking point. And I hope you understand that at least. And or at least try to.
It's nothing to do with Eddie Hearn, mate. Nothing to do with Eddie Hearn. These are my own.
You mentioned words that he used.
The heavyweight division is not that stacked.
You mentioned exact phrases he uses. You know that, right?
Not much, you know, going on there. So after we get Wilder AJ fight, then the winner of that fight is Tyson Fury. What have we got to look forward to after that? What big fights are there up and coming? We really want to get it all and over and done with in 2018 and then have nothing to look forward to after that.
You really think AJ Wilder won't have a trilogy and that won't take place over the span of 5 years? Really?
Absolutely. I can see that happening. Listen,
very quickly, hold on.
We're going to drop this down to, we're going to give everybody 45 seconds, Matt. We've been giving out 3 minutes. It is an immediate reaction show. We got a lot of callers. We need to get to everybody. I don't want to miss anyone. Maybe we could double back. Maybe we can't. Matt, get it off your chest.
You can say like, oh, I'm just want to be the sport of boxing. I'm just trying to be objective, blah, blah. But when you say exact phrases of Eddie Hearn, and not in like an ironic, like humorous way, like you are legitimately saying like he needs to build his profile, you know, he needs to do X, Y, like you are saying the exact phrases Eddie Hearn are saying, then you have to realize that you are being primed by media that Eddie Hearn is putting out there. You are being socially primed and mentally primed to say those things. Just understand that and be aware of it at least.
All right, we're going back out to these phone lines. If you're a first time caller, let us know. We're going to 619-218. 619-218. First time caller?
Yo, what's up? Yeah, first time caller.
All right, I'm going to get him play this intro. You listen to that. You let us know your name, where you're calling from. You get right into your immediate reaction of this fight.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
Yeah, I'm Mike Johnson, San Diego, California. We're currently living in Saginaw, Michigan. I just want to go into the whole thing. Is like, why do we think that Lucas Brown fought Dillian White on this fight? Like, why do you think that Dillian White took the fight? You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not even like anybody. Like, as far as like, you know, Spilka or anybody like that. Like, why did
because he needed to stay active
with Lucas Brown.
He needed to stay active. Deontay Wilder already had a fight.
Yeah.
Deontay Wilder already had a fight.
Yeah.
And Anthony Joshua already had a fight. He's not going to get on a shelf because they don't want to fight him.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Exactly. Like, he took this fight with Lucas Brown knowing now well he's going to win this fight. And he's not even going to stop Dillian White from keeping the silver belt. You see what I'm saying? So now he fought this dude, knowing what he's going to win. Eddie Hearn and them cats sit up there, pump Lucas Brown up, get up in the fight. Lucas Brown fighting this dude, looking like he shouldn't even be in the ring with the dude. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, what do you really think is going on? Like, the guy should never been in the ring with White. Like, he should have been in the ring with it. Look at the last dude Brown fought. Look at how the fight ended. And then you come up in here and fight White, lose every round. Come the second, third round, he already tired. You know what I'm saying? He looked He's 39, looking older than Ortiz? You know what I'm saying? I know black don't crack, but come on, man. You know, the steroids wouldn't even help Brown in this fight.
Mike, thanks for calling in, brother. We actually gave you a minute and 45 because you were first-time caller calling in from San Diego. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel. Anyone listening live right now or watching live on YouTube, don't forget to hit that subscription button and the notification bell so you can get a notification every time we go live, because this is not the only time that we go live. We go live numerous times. This is actually our second show of the day. Shout out to George Foster. Still rather see Joshua versus Wilder. I'm with you, my friend, coming in with some love on a super chat. Don't forget, add Nesta Gibbs on Skype if you want to call us internationally or anywhere around the world. You can download the Skype app. It's absolutely free, and it is the absolute best way to connect with the show. We're going to go out to the 646-479, looking like Remy Ma and Fat Joe's home. Talk to me. BX, stand up. Who's this?
What up? It's Harlem. Harlem J. What up? First time caller, but it's really like I called years ago. You know what I'm saying? So it counts as the first time. You feel me?
All right. So yeah, Harlem Zay?
Harlem J. Harlem J. I'm in the chat too. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Harlem J. Yeah, all right. I
just wanted to suggest something. I know y'all not giving that much time right now. And I caught an idea. I was like, whoa, I got to run this by the homies, see what they think. What you think about this, right? Because as you can see, Joshua and Wilder are going through little situations. You know what I'm saying? Joshua with his promoter, Wilder with his promoter. I look at the top 10 list, and I see that there's Jarrell Miller, there's Adam Kownacki, and aside from Joseph Parker and Deontay Wilder and Joshua, those are the only two other undefeated fighters in the division. So I figure if AJ fights Parker, right, and he beats him, Wilder already beat Ortiz. He could fight either Kownacki or what was the other guy say? Miller, Big Baby Miller. He could fight Kownacki or Miller, and then Joshua could fight the other guy, Kownacki or Miller. You see what I'm saying? Then they could set up a cold promotion with Dana White, Eddie Hearn, and PBC. I was thinking it would be great if they could set up an event like Chris, MMA and boxing on the same card. So you got like Chris Cyborg versus Amanda Nunes. First Friday of the night, they're going to open that. Then you got Anderson Silva versus Roy Jones Jr. You know what I'm saying? Then you got...
Yo, you going into full-blown fantasy fight card. I mean, look, I know Matt likes it.
It's not fantasy because they're talking about it. Joshua's about to sign a 10-fight deal. That's why I brought it up. That's why I got the idea.
Well, he was offered some money. He was offered some money, but he definitely didn't say he was going to sign. But listen, Harlem J. You working on 2 minutes and 45 seconds. We got to get on because, like I said, we are on drive-by mode, but we gave you 2 minutes and 45 because you're a first-time caller. We're going to go out to some alumni. What's up, brother?
Got my message?
Yes. We're going out to some alumni. Class and Bound in Texas. Talk to me.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Listen, I'm going to make the points very quick. So I would like to see Dillian White fight Dominic Brazil. They are both basically the same guy. They are on the same points in their careers. Each have solid wins against second-tier guys, and they've only lost to Joshua and have lasted about the same amount of rounds, 7 rounds. I say that's a great fight. The winner of that then definitely deserves to get a shot at Wilder, because Brazil wants a shot at Wilder too. Let's not forget, Brazil has his own little grudge with the WBC champ. So I'd like to see that. AJ versus Parker's next week. Can't wait. But man, that's all I've really got. Talking about Dillian White. I'm not his biggest fan, but that was a nice highlight KO reel, man. And by the way, Lucas Brown looked like hot garbage, dog. Like, he looked like he hadn't even trained, or he just got off his couch. So, I mean, it is what it is, man.
Hey, who do you think has the better resume, Brazil or White?
I think they both match up pretty well because Amir Mansour, say what you want, but that was a dude that was coming up before Brazil caught him with a shot. That Ungono guy that Brazil fought was pretty solid. Eric Molina is a contender who's been around the block with AJ and Wilder, and he beat Robert Helenius first, if I'm not mistaken. And actually, White couldn't even stop Robert Helenius when Johan Duhapis did stop Robert Helenius. And this was the Helenius that was coming off losing to Duhapis that White didn't stop. So, I mean, they're both very comparable. I think they're about the same. And I think a win for either one over the other would separate them from that second tier.
All right, Class and Bound, thanks for calling in. We're going to go. Listen, on Skype, can you please mute yourself? Owen, mute yourself on Skype. We went to Nathan. We went to Mitty. We got to Alex. It's time for Joel. You're up.
Yes, guys.
Yes, caller. What up?
What's up, Joel? Talk to us. Are you?
Yeah, I just wanted to obviously watch the fight. Just say about the people going on about Wilder's profile in the UK. His profile is massive in the UK. Most boxers, boxing fans over here know him. He's been around for years. There's obviously been sparring rumors about him and David Hayes. So I don't know why everyone keeps going on about this, you know, BS about all his profile needs to be raised in the UK. That's just BS for AJ protectors. Everyone just trying to, you know, Eddie Hearn, just trying to style it out.
Can you talk into the mic?
Put this fight off. Sorry. Just for me, it's just Eddie Hearn just trying to put this fight off and then throw everything in the way. But then for Wilder, like he said, smoke him out. I come to the UK. I try and make the AJ fight. If I can't, fight his boy, Dillian White. Same way like Tony Bell, you done with BJ Flores and David Hay. Oh, you can't fight me yet. Oh, fight my boy first. All this stuff. Yeah, I'll fight your boy. Knock your boy out. The thing is, if he comes over here, it's a better payday for Wilder anyway. Obviously, with, you know, the pound to dollars and stuff. So, you know, smoke him out. If he can't get the AJ fight, I take the White fight. That's an easy fight for me, for Wilder. So I'd come over here, you know, put the heat on AJ, really. Come in his backyard, be there in Cardiff next week, put it on him. We all know that fight, really. I can see it happening in 2018. To be fair, so I'd come over here and I'd get the easy work. Like Floyd Mayweather said, point to the easy work.
All right, Joel, thanks for calling in. Man, you're getting so many comments. People are saying you're an undercover AJ protector. I mean, I'm seeing it all. And they definitely made out your action. They're saying you're from Wales. I have no clue. You know, I'm from America. So, you know, what's up, Matt?
Very quickly, obviously, shout out to the super chat. I'm not going to know how to pronounce that. God good gig or whatever, shout out to you. And obviously we got like almost 1,000 like watchers right now on YouTube. Hit that motherfucking like button. I want to see at least 300 likes.
Yes, I just clicked it to 180. You get it to 200. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Yes, yes.
All right, we're gonna go out to some alumni. We got Info Joe calling into the show from.
Oh, sorry, Info Joe. Sorry, I can only do this because it's Ron the Mastermind.
Ooh, Ron needs an intro. He be cutting people in line without an intro. It just sounds so dry. Ron, what's up?
What's up, y'all? Yeah, everyone get the likes up first. We got 1,000 people in here, and we don't have over 200 likes. It's crazy. But, yeah, my opinion still stands, man. Cut all the BS. We got to just get Deontay Wilder and Parker. I mean, AJ, my bad. And pretty much just skip the BS. Because at the end of the day, everyone should marinate. We can marinate the next fight. We can have White fight Ortiz. If he beats Ortiz, even better than Deontay did, then cool, then we set up that. But Mike Tyson didn't have 20 fights to get all the belts. He had like 4 or 5. So let's cut all that. Let's stop doing all these roadblocks. They can have their opportunities after. Wilder's been waiting. AJ's been having all this A-side BS. We all know Wilder would have beat Charles Martin. We know that, you know, Al Haymon could have probably maybe did something better than that. But all this just plays into that A-side, B-side stuff is done. Wilder, AJ winner. That's it.
Ron, thanks for calling in. Great call. Thank you for continuing to be a mastermind. Head on over to patreon.com/TheBoxingVoice. Check out all the exclusive behind the scenes, never before seen content. Find out how Ron cut the line by being a mastermind and some of our other ringers and boomerangs who are on. Right now, we're going to go out to
Info Joe.
Info Joe in L.A.
Mr. Info Joe.
This portion of the show we call In the Know, presented by my brother.
Yo, yo, yo. Shout out to Class and Bound. I agree with him. Brazil should fight white man to get to Wilder, man. But if I was Wilder, the king of Wakanda, go pick up that easy bag. Go over to the UK. If they still offer yes! 5 or 6 million to fight white, go get that money. And then that's the only road that will lead to AJ fight. Go get that bag. But it does make sense, like Class and Bound said, for Brazil and white to fight to get the Wilder. That's my call. Peace, brothers. Hit those thumbs up. You're listening to the number one pound for pound boxing podcast. Peace.
Thank you for calling in, Joe. Listen, Matt, you know, I think that you and I need to take a stand right now and say if Wilder's going to fight anyone not named Anthony Joshua, it has to be Dillian White. Not because the UK thinks so, not because they think so, because it is the best fight, right? Because look, he could easily do in-house with Brazil, but is he going to make the money? Are the UK public... or as many as the UK public going to know about the Brazil fight?
What about Povetkin?
Povetkin, I don't think Povetkin has the notoriety of a Dillian White. Povetkin has asterisks attached to his name. He's popped positive twice, and he's not on the winning streak that Dillian White is on. He is not as active as Dillian White. I don't think that, again, Dillian White's the right thing. Wilder better not let his advisors get him into a Brazil fight to then still have this UK fucking rhetoric. And I mean, look how big this fight is. Lucas Brown gets knocked out by Dillian White, and every caller is talking about Wilder, AJ, and White.
Well, I mean, the reason he gave for fighting Luis Ortiz over White was legacy. You can't give that reason for Brazil. That reason doesn't fly anymore. Like, and White is arguably the more established guy in the division at this point. You can make that argument.
And he's the number one. If the WBC somehow mandates Dominic Brazil, I wouldn't really understand it, except for someone coming and telling me, well, Dominic Brazil's win over Izuna is a higher ranked win than Lucas Brown was. I don't know.
And I would doubt that. I would seriously doubt that. I could be wrong, but I doubt that.
Let's go out to the callers. Chris, ATL.
Stand up.
What's good, fellas? Couple things I want to say. I just want to make my points real quick. Lucas Brown's last opponent was 16-20. Lucas Brown has had 3 fights in the last 3 years. And since he got off the PEDs after the Chagaya fight, he's been inactive. So I don't understand all this hooting and hollering because Dillian White knocked him out. Dillian White is a solid B-class heavyweight. I'm not going to disagree. He's a good fighter. But we need to stay focused. And you guys are already playing the Eddie Hearn's narrative. He had this fight 1 week before the Joshua fight to distract the fans, to get Dillian White to call out Deontay Wilder. No. We need to stay focused on Wilder and Joshua and not playing to Eddie Hearn's games. And that's what I have to say. I don't want to see any more of this. You know, Eddie Hearn is like a woman that wants to have hours and hours and hours of foreplay before the sex. And some of these guys are into that shit. I'm not. That's my call, fellas.
Chris.
Well, all right, brother. Well, thanks for calling in.
Very funny metaphor. Secondly, I don't think my narrative, at least, has not been switching, or my opinion has not been switching. I've been saying Wilder should fight White with the guarantee of AJ in the contract. That's the best route to AJ, and it's a big fucking bag. So I don't see the logic behind going away from White and AJ. You have to take one of those guys next. It has to be.
I'm Dante Wilder, bomb bomb, Alabama power, baby. WBC heavyweight champ of the world. So we hear all of that shit.
Going out to Owen on Skype. Talk to me.
Yeah, what's good, fam? Calling from the UK, so first time caller. I'm going to keep my position kind of brief. I'm going to talk from a fan perspective, because this is what happens with boxing people. We get too involved, right? And as a fan, of course, we want to see Joshua, Wilder, everybody globally wants to see that fight next, right? But the real reason why that ain't happening is because of you, man, over there in the US. Like, you ain't supporting your boy who ain't getting the light that he's supposed to get. And I want to just give a bit of justification to Eddie Hearn's kind of position, because Eddie Hearn saying the fight needs to simmer. Your last caller said he's like a chick that wants more foreplay. And that's correct, because let's look at the figures, yeah?
Yes!
Joshua's last fight in UK got 1.5 million pay-per-view in the UK, right? Our pay-per-view is basically £20, which is about $30, right? So that fight in the UK generated about 42 million, right? If you compare Pacquiao versus Mayweather in the US, that got 4.5 million pay-per-view, right? Which at your $100 per pay-per-view translates to about 450 million.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So if you compare 450 million to 42 million, of course you're going to want to build that fight, because there's still a lot more in the pot to be made, right? But I got a solution for everybody. The solution is the fight should happen next, Joshua Wilder, but with an automatic rematch. Yeah. Because both of them will go in as champions, and normally champions have rematches. So boom, it should be a two fight deal. The first fight will be big. It'll make about, I don't know, 2 million pay-per-view. The next one will be globally massive, and they'll make the money on the back end. And that's all I got to say on that, fam.
All right, brother. Well, thanks for calling in. Oh, and Matt, before we go to the next caller, really quick, as fast as you can, showing your speed. Is Wilder Joshua a $100 pay-per-view in the U.S.?
Wilder Joshua? In the first fight? No. No, it's not.
All right. We're going to go to who we got. Paulie in Pontiac, Michigan.
You already know what time it is. What up, Ness? What up, homie Matt, man? Listen. Dillian White did whoop that dude ass, man. But that motherfucker Lucas Brown looked like a pregnant motherfucking Vienna sausage, man. We can't,
yes!
Like, I don't call people bums. I do not call fighters in the ring bums, because, listen, you don't know what's going to happen in that ring. It's people who can get knocked out with one punch. So I don't call no fighter a bum. But listen, Deontay Wilder can go ahead and clean Dillian White clock. Just go ahead and whoop his ass. Go ahead, clean him up. It's all, you know, it's the only way to get to AJ. Eddie Hearn know what he's doing. I heard the last callers, you know, a lot of these callers are getting emotional about this, but this is really about business. All the emotions and shit ain't got nothing to do with it. It's all about what's on paper. And if the WBC mandate that shit, for Wilder to fight him, he got to fight him. And that was part of Eddie Hearn's plan anyway, in my opinion. So it looked like his plan is working, whether or not us over here like it or not. The boy, Eddie Hearn, got the Trump card. He got most of the fighters. He got, you know, he got the Trump card. He the new Don King over there. So that's just, we just got to face it. It is what it is. But as far as Wilder, that boy ain't scared to fight nobody. He go clean White, and he go clean AJ twice. I'm going to tell you how the fight with White going to go. This going to look exactly like
it. Oh, Paulie, oh. Remember, we on drive-by. Man, I had something all set up for him, or that I wanted to say, Matt.
Then you forgot.
You know how I forget, man. Let me see. We got plenty of callers, too. Skype, they're all over the place. Don't forget, you can always show us love, show your appreciation for this podcast. By now, you should know that we're basically a daily podcast, fan-driven. So your thumbs up, that really helps, because that helps with the visibility of the show. You know, it also, heading over to iTunes. If you have an iPhone, just go ahead to your podcast app. It's the purple app on your phone. If you don't have it, you can download it absolutely free in the Apple Store. and drop us a 5-star review. Why? Because you can use this show when you're doing your long walks, you know, whether you're strolling your kid in a stroller, whether you're running around, I don't know, doing a couple of miles in the gym, whatever it is. Podcasts are always good, especially boxing ones. Drop us a 5-star review. Have that review read here live on the show. We're going to go out to David Bine on Skype.
Hey, guys.
What's up, brother?
Yeah, so I wanted to kind of push back a little bit on some of the callers disrespecting Dillian's win, you know, saying, you know, Lucas Brown's, you know, fat, he's a bum, he's old, hasn't fought, whatever. I think you could say the same thing about a lot of Wilder's opponents, and obviously they were the people.
But I think they do say it about Wilder's opponents. Didn't they say that Ortiz was old? Didn't they say that Stavern was fat?
No. But I'm saying that you could obviously tell that you know some of the previous callers are bomb squad fans, which is cool. But the ones I'm saying, the people that were disrespecting Dillian's win, you know that I feel like they're almost holding, you know. When Wilder knocks out Areola or Spilker or has like a highlight knockout, everyone, no one calls in to say, oh, yeah. Well, in fairness, there are obviously the people that don't like Wilder. I'm just saying that there's obviously some people having a little bit of a double standard there, I think, in my opinion. Or what I'm saying is the Wilder fans having a bit of a double standard when it comes to disrespecting Dillian's win. That's all I'm saying.
I think the same argument could be made for UK fans disrespecting Wilder's resume and opponents.
Yeah, it goes both ways, absolutely. So that's what I'm saying. So obviously there's kind of a bit of double standard there both ways.
I prefer Wilder to fight Dillian. If he's got to fight a Brazil instead of a Joshua, it has to be Dillian.
Yeah, but you cannot. Can you? Would you not at least agree, Ness, obviously, that White gives him a tough fight. He's obviously, you know, he's 29. He's in decent shape. He's 250 pounds. And I think he punches a bit harder than his record suggests. I think that he seems to load up a lot and sort of telegraph his punches a bit. And that's why he never really knocks anyone out. I think he throws pretty good shots in the body. So if he could actually work on his timing a bit and sort of set up his big shots a bit better, I think he would probably get more people out.
Cut it. Beanie. Gracias, my man. Thanks for calling in. We're going out to DJ in Baltimore. Talk to us.
Hey, what's going on, man? So I know I don't have much time, so I'm going to just let y'all know straight up. Yo, White is trash. Absolute garbage. Yo, Lucas Brown, absolute garbage. the fight that needs to happen is Anthony Joshua versus Wilder, period. I'm telling you straight up, yo, Anthony Joshua is so soft, man. That dude reminds me of Marlon Wayans from the Scary Movie, In or Out. Yeah, that dude is straight bitch. You either fighting Wilder next or you straight soft as butter, man. And that's what I got, man. I'm out.
DJ, thanks for calling in. We're going out to Baltimore, 443-942. You're up. Who's this?
It's Baltimore, gentlemen. The gods will not save you.
It's Troy from Baltimore.
Troy, what's going on, brother? Talk to us.
I think it's just simple math, man. You know, it works out for everybody, right? If Wilder comes over here and fight White, he makes money. And, you know, he introduces himself to the fans over here, and it makes the White Joshua fight bigger. Even if White loses, it's still really not going to hurt him because he's fighting Wilder. Now he could say he just lost to just Wilder and just Joshua. So, you know, he's still secure. It's just a win-win for everybody. This is just how you make fights bigger. But if you can't make the White fight, which you should, they should just go ahead and fight next and get it over with.
Well, all right, Troy.
Any discussion?
Thanks for calling in. We're going out to Tyrone in Pittsburgh. Talk to us.
Hey, what's going on, Ness? What's going on, Matt?
What's up, brother?
What up?
What up?
Yeah, man. I just want to say, like, I didn't really rate White before this, but seeing that knockout, I mean, Lucas Brown was a world champion, so I mean, as bad as I don't want to say it, I think he deserves a shot at Deontay. If they make the Brazil fight, that's cool because I think Brazil's a bum. I think White will clean him out, but I think he deserves a shot at Deontay. And another thing, man, I don't buy this whole Joshua is ducking Wilder thing. I think that's garbage. I don't buy that at all.
Well, all right, brother. Thank you for calling in, Tyrone. We're going out to Rod in North Carolina. Talk to me.
Yeah, man. If I'm Eddie, if I'm Adam Heyman, Shirley Frank or DiBella, I do not go to the UK and fight Dillian White. It proves nothing. I would go ahead and fight Brazil. Eventually, Eddie Hearn, who thinks he's in control of the situation, gonna have to come to terms and fight Deontay Wilder. It doesn't make sense for me. It's more things to go wrong going over to the UK to fight Dillian White than what he's gonna gain.
Well, all right, Rod, thanks for calling in. We're going out to, what's this, Chi? What is that, Matt?
I don't know.
Chia? Shia? What is it?
Is that me, Ness?
Yeah, I don't know what Matt. I don't know what Matt wrote you down, man. He disrespecting the name. That's New York City, 347-773.
It don't matter, Ness. I'm gonna say something real quick to y'all, all right? So that $4 million offer that Wilder was getting offered from Hearn, it don't make sense, man, because with taxes over there, Wilder gonna make less than what he made to fight Ortiz. So anybody trying to get this white fight done, they're going to have to come up that bag for Wilder to come in, go to the UK, and not wipe the fuck out. And now ask yourself this, Ness. Why did HBO buy this fight with a fat-ass, you know, former bouncer that didn't start boxing until he was 32 and Lucas Brown? And why didn't buy David Haye versus Tony Bellew? You know, the Dillian White fight, the arena was like 25% full. Now they're going to tell me that Wilder got to fight somebody who can't sell in his own country, somebody that Joshua knocked out, and now Wilder got to fight that guy so he can get a Joshua fight? What kind of shit is it? What kind of shit is that, man? And I'm going to need HBO to put my money to use, man. I'm not paying for this shit. They ain't got nothing coming till, I think, my man Danny Jacobs. They got Canelo. They got some other fight the next week, and they got nothing else. So everybody that's trying to get this white fight done with Wilder and not trying to get Wilder to fight Joshua, you a hoe. If you a Brit, you a fucking, I guess you, I'm going to call you a div or whatever else. But y'all old pussy, if you're not trying to get this fight done, I'm trying to get this fight done. We ain't got a lot of time. Cut it.
Yo, that is your time. But listen, can you just give us your name again so we could get it down properly?
You can put whatever you want. Whatever Matt put, that's the name.
Come on, bro. That ain't what we want. We want the real name so we could address you properly. What's your name? Where you calling in from?
What did Matt put?
Chia.
It's not what.
Yeah, you can put that. Chia, whatever. You can put that.
Okay, Chia from New York.
If you don't want the Joshua Wilder fight, you pussy.
Oh man, sending out those pussies. I hear you, man. Matt, hit him with one. You know what he want? He from New York, man. He want that 50. Mm-hmm. 50. Who we got? We got is Ron, you want get back on that mastermind status or you good?
I don't know.
Oh, I'm just listening right now.
All right. Let me see. We got some people on Skype we got to get to. We got it looks like you dropped off. Mark had called in, must have dropped off. Matt, you know what time it is then?
What time is that?
Outro time. Yo, final thoughts. Dillian White looked good. I hope that people don't, you know, start hating because I disagreed with Matt or whatever caller it was that said something about him looking perfect. But he definitely looked good. Very close to perfect, right? But not necessarily perfect. But good enough. The knockout is definitely IG highlight reel and probably will do its job. I wanted to say this before I left, and I'm glad I remembered. Eddie Hearn will probably secure the mandatory position just to enforce or try to help the roadblock. Now Wilder could obviously pay step-aside money, but Dillian would have to accept it in order to allow a Anthony Joshua fight. That being said, I think that Eddie Hearn can tell Mauricio, hey, baby, make Dillian the mandatory instead of Brazil because my fight with Wilder represents more. We'll offer Wilder a higher purse, thus getting you a higher percentage for the sanction and fee. I'm your host, Nestor Gibbs. This was a live Fight Chat and Immediate Reaction Show. I want to thank everyone that tuned in, not only today, but whenever you have been. Also, thank everyone that continues to, you know, sign up to our YouTube channel and subscribe. We've officially crossed over 69,000 about a day and a half ago. And right now we're at 69,353, coming up to that 70,000. But just remember, it's 100K before May. As Dante likes to say, Matt, always ruining my Floyd Mayweather senior rhymes, you know? That was all natural, too. I was about to say, I don't even remember what I said. Oh, yeah, I said it's 70, but remember, it's 100K before May. And as Deontay likes to say, speak it, believe it, you'll see it. So 100K before May. Let's go. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Get your girl's phone out of her purse. Subscribe with her fucking phone, too. Get on her laptop. Subscribe with that. 100K before May. I'm your host, Nestigus. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. Peace.
And I'm Matt, the Hipster Hunter. You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter, My Hunter TV on Instagram, my MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radios on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, etc. And of course, Dylan White put on a great performance against at least top 15 heavyweight in the world. I got to give him his props. Got to give him a salute for that. And it's on to bigger and better things for him, most likely. And that's most likely going to be Deontay Wilder and some sort of contract with Joshua involved. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens next. Can't wait to delve into it and see what happens next week as well. Peace.
All right. Peace.